Come on.
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
I don't even like dressing up for Halloween.
You are so jeans. Full of it.
You act like you don't like
dress
it.
Up like Luigi.
Really? You didn't wear that Luigi costume later on?
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But it's because she was going, it's a me, Mahoney. Yeah, something about plumbing. I don't know.
Dave and Mahoney.
Well, I spent quite a bit of time in Missouri visiting.
There's a roast beef place called Vine's Choice.
Didn't it give you diarrhea the last time you ate it?
Yeah.
Violent diarrhea,
but let's
I recall.
Not talk about that. It's still fine. It's an abusive relationship. I don't care.
Dave and Mahoney
and the girl in the, to the side.
Don't even give this guy
path.
Another second. Don't disrespect me.
Shut
my
up.
Name is Audrey.
And you just got told, bitch.
That's a woman who has no time for your BS.
That's a woman who's dealing with a bunch of cats, too.
Dude, yeah.
Wait till she raises these cats. She will send them at you, claw out those eyes.
All right.
And now,
this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Monday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Look, I understand that everyone handles grief differently, but this is getting a little weird for my liking. Grieving pet owners are increasingly turning to freeze-drying their pets to preserve them after they have passed away. So it's unlike traditional taxidermy, but it's similar effect. I mean, the pets sit there, look like they're stuffed, and they freeze dry them, so it's considered more natural and better to preserve the pet's appearance. Mm. The owner of Second Life
freeze-dry. I don't know if I would have wanted Blue to look the way he did at death.
No, same. Like when sweet old Bailey passed on, she looked like she was ready to go cross the Rainbow Bridge.
Right.
I don't know if we need to freeze that moment in time.
Yeah.
Like I'll just keep a picture of her when she was young and vibrant and happy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they're saying that I guess there's 90 animals a year that they're doing right now. Dogs, cats, hamsters, hedgehogs, guinea pigs, ferrets, squirrels, minks, turtles, and even rattlesnakes.
Dave, they're not thinking big enough, in my opinion. You know, just the freeze drying or, you know, taxiderming in this particular manner. It may be one thing. We need to go bigger. We need to go Showbiz Pizza, Chuck E. Cheese, full-blown animatronics. Put a saxophone in your animal's mouth and let them play some jams.
If Bailey was playing a drum kit, you know.
Hell yeah.
She just, every 30 minutes, just turns around and I'd be here for it. Would Blue be in the band?
Blue would be eating the pizza somewhere.
All right. Some good news today as well. This is also animal related. And Audrey, you being the cat mom that you are, I think we'll appreciate this. A cat has had taken refuge in a car in North Carolina in a junkyard, and it was about to be crushed, and the cat was stuck inside under the hood.
No.
And I would assume very much wanting to escape, but was unable to. As it turns out, at the last second, they went to go check to see if the car had a battery that they needed to pull out of it before they actually crushed this vehicle. The guy said he opened the hood, and the cat just leaped into his arms.
Oh, wow. He was so scared.
So scared, and because they checked for that battery, which, by the way, did have a battery, so good news all the way around, the cat's life was saved with just moments to spare.
You gotta name that cat Lucky.
Or if the cat had died, stuff him and put him on tambourine.
Tambourine.
We do need a tambourine player. Good call.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Mahoney, I don't know if you recall Braylon Edwards. He played in the NFL as he's a pretty star player there for a while. He made the Pro Bowl one year, and it was certainly a stud at Michigan when he played there as well. But he has made national headlines, and he's being hailed as a hero. And it's all because he beat some dude's ass.
Why'd he beat this dude's ass?
So he said that he was in the locker room, or in the, like at the YMCA, was in the locker room changing. And he heard some argument, and I guess it was because some punk kid, some 25-year-old kid, had like a Bluetooth speaker and was just blasting his music as opposed to, you know, like a normal person wearing headphones or something. And he got into some argument with an 80-year-old man. Which, by the way, shout out to the dude who's 80 who's still going to the gym.
Right.
But gets into some argument with this 25-year-old kid. I guess it escalates, and the 25-year-old kid attacks the old man.
Oh, hell no.
And he's sitting there beating him, and luckily for the old man, who, by the way, was about to get his head smashed into a counter.
Jesus.
Braylon Edwards, the NFL star, just so happens to be there, sees what's going on, runs over, tackles the dude, quote, subdues him, whatever that entailed, took care of the problem, and probably saved this old man's life. Because I don't imagine at 80 years old, it's great for you to be getting your noggin smashed into
account. Oh, Jesus. No, I mean, he could have died. I mean, even from that fall, this is, you know, attempted murder first and foremost. And so the fact that Braylon Edwards steps in, whoops this dude's ass. But I'm also going to take this another step further. I think this is a, you know, what led up to this. Should be, even before the assault of the 80-year-old guy, needs to be life in prison. If you are in a public place and you are playing your music so loud and trying to force everybody else to listen to the garbage that you want to listen to, your ass should be in prison.
And if it was loud enough, how did nobody come in and stop him from playing that music?
Yeah. Well, the old, you had to let it, like, everybody who up until this point... You had to make the 80-year-old guy do
say something.
Yeah, come in and step up. Like, man, this like makes my blood boil. But shout out to Braylon Edwards for whooping this dude's ass.
I don't know for sure if what happened next involved Braylon Edwards, but at least I want to. So they're saying that the guy attempted to flee the scene and didn't get away. So I like that Braylon Edwards tackles this dude, and then the dude tries to run away, and then Braylon Edwards is like, oh, you're going to run from me, too.
Uh-huh.
Right? Oh, this is going to be fun.
You don't realize that NFL players are superhuman athletes.
They really are. And Braylon Edwards, you know, Cleveland Browns, New York Jets, San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, stud in the NFL, and now he's out here saving lives. So good job.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Yay! Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. I heard you a couple weeks ago talking about how excited you are about this new HOA and you're going to run for the board. Yeah, good luck with that HOA. Why don't you come visit my HOA and let me walk you around and show you that the rules only apply to who they want them to apply to.
Message deleted.
You're ragging on me.
She's making your point,
to be
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it from the inside so you can be the hypocrite. You can make all the rules, enforce them at your will.
Rules for thee, not for me.
Exactly. You act like I'm going to be some sort of even-handed ruler of my HOA.
No, Mahoney wants to be an evil dictator that is raining fury down exclusively on his enemies.
If you saw The Regime from HBO.
Oh, I haven't watched. Was it good?
Great. That is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be mentally ill and making rules at my own whim when I am on the HOA.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
I'll be in the neighborhood. We're cool, right?
We'll see.
I shall bring some gifts.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, regarding your kids and their interests, you know, it's not that you are interested in what they are interested in. It's that you're supporting their interests. There's a difference there.
Message deleted.
Great point.
I mean, yeah, of course, man. Like, I'm not sitting around actually interested in watching Bluey with them.
I think he's talking about me, because I made a comment of like, why do parents have to be interested in what their kids are? Our parents were never interested. We turned out fine.
Did we?
Sure. We're here talking about being corrupt government officials, taking bribes,
doing what our parents only could have dreamed of.
That's right. If they only had the vision that we did.
That's right.
You know?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, I've been trying to get you a Tommy Bahama-like shirt that I make on my own. Need your size? Email me, and I'll get you a shirt. Have a great day, guys.
Message deleted.
Well, that is very thoughtful. I will say that Mahoney actually gifted me a Tommy Bahama shirt probably 5 or 6 years ago, something like that.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't wear it a lot, but I will say that when I put it on, it is delightful.
Why don't you wear it? Is it not black?
Well, it's not black, but I mean, I don't feel like a Tommy Bahama shirt should be black. I just don't have I'm not going to wear it to like work because that's Mahoney's thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, not today.
Not today. Today he's wearing a hot pink Macho Man Randy Savage jumpsuit. So there's that.
Did this guy, how are you going to offer Dave one and not me?
Because you have enough. You have enough. You
I
don't
never
need
have enough. I bought 4 new ones last week. 4 more new Tommy Bahamas
See,
last week.
To add to your collection of already, what, 70 of them?
I mean, no, he's got to have way more
I got
than
like
that.
I think so. I got like 100.
Okay. So you don't need one.
I do.
I've got one. From you from years ago. This guy wants to custom make me one. Don't come over here getting all mad because somebody offered me a gift and not you.
It's just that I feel like that's rude.
Maybe it's because you're not that likable. You ever think about that?
Nah, I bet this guy doesn't even know how to work an email address. He didn't even leave it.
He's over here just baiting you.
No, we cut it out, man, because we can't have everyone pretending to be me. He's getting free Tommy Bahama shirts.
Mm-hmm.
This poor guy's making them himself.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So my day started off just perfect.
I could tell you're frazzled. Would you like to know why?
Why?
Wear your glasses, man.
So I got some new contacts, and that's what's going on. And yeah, I know. Contacts, a lot of fun.
Well, the reason
are you going to be sticking like with those, or are you going to be going back to the glasses?
Well, so I'm supposed to wear the contacts for, you know,
are they like certain corrective period of time. Or
yeah,
something?
They're a little corrective. And so,
okay.
Well, that was the only reason why I thought it was frazzled, because I saw that as a not part of your routine. Something might have been lost or out of place.
Was not the case. In fact, okay. I had a little extra time this morning because I woke up right on time, get the contacts in, the whole bit.
Okay.
Getting ready for the day. And as I've told you, I'm doing like the 40 to 40 thing for my wife with, she gets a little gift every day leading up to her 40th birthday. And there's a whole bunch of people that have sent stuff for her, like family members and friends. And so today, her brother and my sister-in-law sent like a wicker basket, like the sort of thing that girls give to other girls. You know what I'm talking about?
I love wicker baskets.
Wicker baskets.
Full of knickknacks and cute things.
So it came in a box and it had the paper around it. And so I have to bend over and get this thing out of it, but it's got a whole bunch of paper. Well, I'm getting ready for the day. And so I've gone into my office and my backpack is there that has like my laptop and my headphones and stuff. And so I just put that on because I'm about to grab this basket and walk out of the office. Mm-hmm. And so I have the backpack on when I lean over, and somehow my coffee mug, which is on the side of the backpack in that little coffee holder, had gotten popped open.
Oh, no.
And so old, cold coffee just went pouring up my back.
Oh.
What was the sound
this wicker
made?
Basket. I was just like, gross. What is I was up? So pissed.
What is up with members of this show trying to give themselves coffee enemas?
Like I don't know,
Audrey,
man.
A couple weeks ago in her Lexus from our friends over there at Earnhardt. And today, you, Dave, with the almost coffee enema running down your back?
It's all up. It was like running up my back, into my hair. I'm just like, oh,
that's what you get for leaving coffee in there.
You know, yeah. I didn't even think about it, right? Because it's like it was a half-drank thing of coffee, probably from Friday, that was just in my backpack in my office. And, you know, it gets rinsed out and washed out, you know, before I go get my new coffee.
Was that the first time bean water has ever been on your back?
I think so.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Have you had bean water on your back
before? I've had bean water everywhere.
Really? Congratulations.
Sounds like a kink.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But you do you.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a bad thing. Now I feel loved.
You think the bean water is bad?
Yeah, no, I guess not. You're changing my perspective here.
So did you have to like re-shower this morning after all this?
No, I had to give myself a horse bath. I'm sitting here like with wet paper towels.
Did you take your dude wipes?
Trying to wipe off my back, by the way, which is I can't reach it, of course, properly. Yeah. So I'm still
half covered
in coffee.
Oh, you didn't jump back in the shower real quick?
No, I was already downstairs, fully dressed, ready to go. Like the showering part, I didn't have time to go re-shower again. That was just so.
So you're sticky right now.
So, I mean, it's black coffee, which is good. So it didn't have like a bunch of sugar and stuff in it. But I still smell like coffee, which isn't that bad, I guess.
No, that's
all
great.
All things considered.
I mean, could be way worse smells.
Yeah.
So did it get all over the wicker basket or just on you?
No, it did. So I'm curious if my wife's going to say that her brand new basket smells like coffee this morning as well.
Is it at least the brother from Seattle? You could blame it on Starbucks. Right?
This is the David Mahoney Show.
When you're looking for love,
hey, baby, you want it?
Then all the wrong places.
You want to see what a mistake looks like?
It's the Missed Connection Inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
It's time for the Missed Connection Inspection. These are just people out there looking for love. They had an encounter probably with somebody out in the wild, and they didn't shoot their shot in that moment. So they're thinking if they just take it to Craigslist, maybe that person is also looking for them.
Dave, many years ago when we were just young boys, hanging out in our rich friend's dad's mahogany-ridden basement. We swore on a stack of Playboys, penthouses, and hustlers that we'd help these freaks fly their flags as high as they possibly can and help them find love on the internet.
First one is gorgeous girl at the bus stop. This is a man for a woman. You are standing at the bus stop at the corner of Williams Field and Higley. You look like you are looking for attention, but likely just headed somewhere that you were looking good for. Yeah. Let me know what you were wearing and let's make this thing happen.
Bro, just because you've got a 22-year-old Honda Civic does not mean you've got a chance with that woman waiting for the bus.
Yeah, just because she's waiting for the bus doesn't mean that she's down on her luck either and that you can swoop in and save the day. Maybe she's just saving some cash.
Or maybe she got a DUI and her license was revoked.
Who hasn't? The next one here is a man for man. This is guy wearing ultra shears or nylon dress socks.
Huh.
You were wearing ultra shears. Nylon dress socks. I would still love to take care of them for you. Also, if you own more pairs, I would love to have a few pairs. If you wear leather dress shoes or loafers, that would be nice too, and have some surgical gloves in your pocket. I don't know if there's a whole bunch of like innuendo or like secret gay stuff that I don't know, but what is happening?
This is man for a man?
This is man for man, yeah.
And I'm looking at ultra sheer nylon socks, and this is a weird ass kink that this dude has.
Also, leather shoes or loafers and surgical gloves in your pocket. Like, there's some strange stuff going on here that I just don't understand.
Weird. Yeah.
This next one is entitled I Miss You. This is a man for a woman. Just a lonely Latino dad missing you. You are beautiful, full, and deliciously fun. You are a tallish short woman with lightish, darkish, long, short hair. You are kind of dark, light-skinned, if that makes sense. My face missing your place.
What? He just described everyone. She has longish, shortish, darkish, lightish hair. And uh-huh. She's also looking darkish, lightish in skin tone.
And she's tall and short.
She's tall and short. Yeah. What?
He's just looking for any. I think this is just a bad attempt at humor. And this guy's just looking for anybody.
Anybody. Doesn't matter. Short, tall, you breathing, skinny, fat.
Maybe not. Or have you not been breathing that long? This guy's into you.
And finally, the last one here is time's a waste, and this is a woman for ? We're not sure if this is a woman for a man, but it was a woman who posted this. Dear Llama, I'd give $1 million to put my hand on your knee. Let me know you're okay. Be my friend. Forgive me. Love me. I'll take care of you and heal you. I promise to love you and never hurt you. Unblock me.
I mean, I would like to have a friend named Llama.
Llama, Llama. Red pajamas.
Llama ain't having that drama. That's why I blocked your ass, bitch.
No drama for the llama.
This is Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. With these people, shut up.
Dave and Mahoney.
So the wife and I had a little date night on Saturday. Nothing crazy, just a dinner and a movie. And you know, we just went to a little steakhouse that's over by our place. Enjoyed that and then went to a movie. Didn't have a lot of time.
What'd you see?
I went and saw Dune 2.
Oh, yeah? Did you like the first one?
So I did like the first one. Okay. But the thing that I didn't like about it is that I knew that it was going to be a long gap between the first and the second one. And so it had been long enough now where I was like, God, I sort of remember like most of the plot lines, but Dune is Game of Thrones-esque in the sense that
it's
there's
biblical.
Like different houses and a lot of people and a lot of stuff to keep up on. So when the wife and I were at dinner, we actually had to pull up like a recap of some dude narrating like a 6.5 minute long YouTube video.
That's pretty smart. Yeah.
Of like, you know, what happened and so trying to keep up. And went and saw Dune 2 and really, really enjoyed it. I thought Dune 2 was fantastic. I thought Austin Butler was a great addition to it because he's finally not playing basically Elvis, which he sort of does in Masters of the Air, which is on Apple TV Plus. But I managed to royally screw up date night somehow. I don't even know how I did this because the night before, you know, we were talking about going out. We're like, oh, we'll see if we can get a babysitter. I said, well, just, you know, for the sake of making sure that we can, I'll go ahead and buy the movie tickets right now, and I'll make the reservation right now, and then hopefully we can get a babysitter so we're able to go out. And we ended up getting a babysitter.
You can cancel movie tickets, too, up until the start of the show, too.
So, well, this is where I screwed up. We went to dinner, go over to the theater, which is in the same area, and walk into the movie theater, go to scan my little tickets that are in my little Apple wallet.
Did you buy it for the like Sunday or something?
Dude, I bought it for the whole wrong theater. How is that even possible? Like, I just pulled
through the app?
I pulled up my Fandango account, and I thought it always just goes to the theater that I always go to. And for some reason, it was a different theater, and I maybe wasn't paying close enough attention. And so we're sitting there going, oh, my God. It's like,
was the movie time even right?
So similar? The movie time was right.
Okay.
They had a showing at the same time, which was 6:30.
But that's, you know, first week the movie's out. It's got a lot of fanfare behind it.
Exactly. And so I'm like, do you have any tickets for the 6:30? And he pulls up the map and he's like, well, I can sell you the handicap seats now because the previews have started. So he's like, we're able to sell those once the movie actually begins or the previews start. And he's like, so I can sell you those. So they weren't as good as seats. They were on the bottom floor as opposed to, you know, like the elevated ones, but at the very back of that. And so it was still a pretty good experience. But I thought the movie was fantastic. But I was like, God, I managed it. We finally get a babysitter. We
go out. You didn't mess up.
And I did.
It would have been messed up if you were front row.
Dude, there is nothing worse than seeing a movie front-ass row.
Like a three-hour movie like that.
Dude, your neck hurts. Your neck would have been hurt.
Even as a teenager, that was not acceptable.
You went into the front row if you were a teenager, if you were going to be making out. Like, there was no reason. You're not watching the movie. There's no way. You just can't.
There was people sitting in the front row. That's how full the theater was. Like, the theater was, I think, almost entirely sold out.
No movie is worth that.
No, not like, you're paying a premium to go see it on a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, opening weekend. No, that's just, like, if I don't have, and again, I know I'm a prima donna. I got to have the very back, very center seats every time.
You like the very back?
Nobody behind me. I got the high ground Obi-Wan. You know, prefers.
Would you have been able to?
He does prefer it.
He does.
He does have a preference.
He even tries to teach that.
Yeah.
Would you have been able to compromise and sit in in those seats?
I would not. That would have.
You just would have left?
We would have left.
Those seats have so much leg room, though. They're like the big front seat on Spirit that you're always like trying to prop up.
First class.
I am. I don't like. Here's what I do. I buy 4 tickets every time my wife and I go to a theater, and then I cancel 2 of them right as the movie's starting. So we always have buffer seats.
And you cancel them?
Oh, yeah. And then because it just recredits you to your Fandango account.
That is pretty scum.
I thought you were like baller status just buying extra seats around you. But you cancel them right before so nobody else buys them?
No, the money's been in my account. I've been doing this for like 5 years.
You're such a skeezball, man.
This whole time, he's been tricking us.
I'm not tricking you.
You just said that you buy the seats around you.
I do.
And then you cancel them. So you don't really buy it.
But I bought them, and then I canceled them, so nobody sits there.
You are the worst.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, this question is for you. Are you a water skier? Because you just look like you water ski. Message deleted.
First off, that is a high compliment.
You do feel like a water skier to me.
I look like I water ski.
And like ski.
You do look like ski energy. I don't know about ski. He doesn't dress preppy enough, I think, most of the time. But I feel like water ski. You're definitely a water skier.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because you're more of a water skier than a ski skier.
I mean, you just, it seems like that's kind of an insult. Like, you're that's like kind of trashy.
But I also
like
don't see, skier. No, it's not. No, water skiing is.
See, I've always thought it would be very elegant and classy, but the way Mahoney's saying it, I don't know why, but I'm offended.
Most of the time you see people skiing, they don't have like open beers in their hands. Whereas if you're on a boat or you're water skiing.
You're water skiing with an open beer?
I mean, my dad used to.
I mean, your dad was a real man.
He grew up on a lake.
That's
he
right.
knew how to ski very
that's
well.
Right. I haven't water skied in quite some time. The last time I water skied, I distinctly remember it hurt my back. I get like the lower back pain that you get from water skiing. Yeah.
Dude.
Is just a lot. But I did used to water ski. So you're accurate, Julie, on that. And I am a skier, actually. I tried to learn how to snowboard. But
you don't give snowboard energy.
I tried to learn too late in life. I was, I don't know, probably 27 or something like that when I started.
Yeah, being a teenager.
And, man, I kept falling on the same shoulder over and over and over again. I was like, no, I'm out. So skiing, yes. Water skiing, also yes. Good call.
So I come from a family of water skiers. My dad...
Family.
Oh, my grandparents.
It's passed
all
down
water.
From generation.
They grew up on Lake of the Ozarks.
If
I mean,
you
like
grew up on a lake, like that was your recreation. Every weekend.
Grandfather lived on the Lake of the Ozarks.
Sun up to sundown, right?
Like literally, like all sorts of stuff. And I would always go down there during the summer and spend a couple weeks with them at a time, you know, nice little break from my mom. Mm-hmm. But like the one thing, even from a little kid, they always tried to teach me how to water ski, but I never had the upper body strength to be able to hold on to the damn thing.
There is nothing more emasculating than when you're just trying to hold on to the rope and it's just like floop, right out of your hand every time.
Or then you finally do get up and then just poof.
And then the sad part of you just sitting there floating like an idiot, like a little turd in the water, while they have to circle back around in the boat to come pick you up because your little loser hands can't hold on to a rope. Meanwhile, you see other people just pop right up and just out there slaloming and just having the time of their
lives.
My dad
would kick off one of the skis.
Oh, yeah.
And then could do it on the one ski. Man, that's... The hell. And then me.
Do you think your grandfather was like, oh, God,
I'm
this
so
is our blood?
No, my grandfather liked to ski, too. I mean, they
That's
all...
That's what I'm saying. Do you think your grandfather was like, this is our spawn, our anti-skiing spawn?
A lineage of skiers, and then Mahoney just can't... Oh, man, what a disappointment. This is you and your weak hands.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I do think Fast and the Furious 56 would be pretty rad. And the storyline would be Dominic Toretto and Brian O'Connor's great-great-great-grandchildren are racing.
Message deleted.
I like that the writers for Fast and the Furious aren't even pretending like they're not on cocaine anymore. They're just like, let's just, the more ridiculous we can make this, the better.
I was watching a podcast, I think it was with Shane Gillis and Dan Soder, and they were talking about they wish they were just a little bit dumber so that every time a Fast and Furious movie got announced, they were stoked. Because, I mean, that level of happiness, that's like the perfect level, man. Like, you're not that dumb. You still could be happy about silly,
a new Fast
things.
And Furious is coming out. You're stoked. Pumped. Whoa!
I guess I feel that way about, like, John Wick movies.
Yeah.
You know, but so I feel like...
Yeah, you're dumb enough.
That, yeah.
You're just not
that.
Quite as dumb.
Not quite there yet.
You'd be so much happier.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Let's get a little photo of Mahoney, the looks over the years. Maybe the Mahoney Magnum P.I. Tommy Bahama phase and the tracksuit Soprano Mahoney phase and the emo Mahoney phase. You know, maybe a little photo retrospective there.
Message
there was
deleted.
Never an emo phase. I was never, ever, ever emo. In high school, I wore khakis literally every day. 4 years of high school, I wore khakis. And a polo or a button down
Ralph just Lauren cosplaying
shirt.
A preppy little kid.
I always wanted to be like the William Zabka from Karate Kid. Like, I loved the bad guys, Ted from Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah. Like, these handsome, tall, tan, blonde a-holes.
If you've ever seen SLC Punk, the movie,
yeah.
Mahoney is literally Jason Segel's character in that, where
absolutely.
It's like just this white rage of a human being who's ready to punch you for anything, a fan of punk, fan of grunge, but he's in khakis.
I always identified with the bad guys more in all those 80s movies.
You wanted to be the villain
Dude,
so
they
badly.
Had so good. They were
and
so handsome.
And the villain,
they
and
were
the villain
rich,
area you chose was Blazers.
Yes. he's the villain wearing a blazer that can't water ski.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So I was talking about going to see Dune 2 over the weekend. I don't normally go to the movie theater and watch a film, especially on the opening weekend.
On a weekend?
And a big movie like that, what? Because it's going to be jammed. But my wife really liked Dune 1, and yep. She was excited about Dune 2. So we decided that we were going to make a little date night out of it, and we went to the theater, and we watched Dune 2. And even though I kind of screwed up the process of getting the tickets, ended up working out. And I will say, I think it's a testament to the movie, everyone in the theater was very... well behaved. There was nobody talking.
Were there not a lot of teenagers in there or something?
I don't think so.
Like, are teenagers just not going to the movies like we did back then? Because I feel like one of the big problems with movie theaters was always dumbass people talking. But like maybe now because it's...
I didn't even see anyone on their cell phone at
really?
Any point during the 3-hour movie. I mean, it was that captivating. It was a really well done movie, but it crushed it at the box office. I mean, I don't know, you know, if $81.5 million is enough to get everyone's attention going, oh my gosh, this is
I mean,
really...
That's the biggest opening of the year. I mean, it's not a monstrous opening. I think anything over $100 million certainly raises eyebrows.
But when you think about the cast in this, right, like this isn't a legacy movie star, right? Like Timothée Chalamet has blown up and is a bona fide A-list star, but that's only been for the last couple of years. Same thing with Zendaya, right?
Right.
I mean, they're both like on the cusp of becoming, you know, these legendary type figures
they
in Hollywood.
They are, and we've said this since she started Euphoria, and she is, and he is, and Tom Holland is the up-and-coming new superstar celebrity status actors and actresses.
And I think you can make an argument that maybe Austin Butler would also be in that class now.
Oh, absolutely.
With Elvis and now this movie
Masters of the Air.
Yeah. I mean, he's on his way as well. But to think about a movie that doesn't have, you know, like an old-school movie star that's going to carry, you know, like a Tom Cruise or something like that, to have an opening where you're over $80 million on opening weekend, that is just a huge success story. For them. And again, would highly recommend it. Definitely catch up on Dune 1, though, before you go see Dune 2, because just a lot to keep up on.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of HBO, maybe you're a fan of Sex and the City from back in the day, it is actually going to premiere on Netflix starting on April 1st. So this is something that Netflix fans are pretty excited about because Sex and the City. Yeah, that's one of those iconic shows where I think that
I've watched the entire first series.
Yep.
And never, you know, it was one of those things like I never had watched it when it was live on HBO, but I dated a girl who loved it and made me watch it on DVD and binged it. And I'll say this, I actually thought it was really well done at the time. So the fact that it's now coming to Netflix, a lot of these HBO shows making their way over to Netflix.
And keeping the HBO name, which I'm kind of confused about. I mean, like, they're keeping the HBO, like, on the top of the thumbnail. So
like the branding is on
there? Yeah, like, the branding of HBO is on Netflix,
Must be a deal that they worked out for that specifically. You know, I mean, more money for HBO, and this is a get for Netflix, at least makes their service more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, stop making stupid people famous. Bad Baby, who is very, very pregnant, got into this huge kerfuffle at Toca Madera, which is a high-end restaurant in West Hollywood, that location, was hanging out with this large group of people. There were some people that were supposedly filming her at her table. She didn't get into the like physical fight that broke out, which is pretty awesome.
She's been known to be mouthy.
I just hope
she was arguing pretty visibly with her boyfriend slash baby daddy, who was also there. But I mean, like, she is very pregnant, and like her group is getting into like a physical fight, like just trashy people.
I just, you know, her parents sucked, and that's why we got her. I just hope that her baby is somehow even worse than her and ruins her life.
I mean, she's made a ton of money, I mean, for what it's worth.
Oh, absolutely. You know, off the...
Cash Me Outside, and then next thing you know,
she's... weird-ass perverts who want to subscribe to a just-turned 18-year-old's OnlyFans. Yeah.
She flip-flops. I subscribe to some of Bad Baby songs. I like Bad Baby songs. Not going
to
lie.
Do you subscribe to her OnlyFans?
Subscribe to her songs?
No, to her OnlyFans.
I said her songs, Dave.
Are her songs on her OnlyFans?
They might be.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So, Audrey, you're always talking about the poor case for millennials. Well, we don't have any money. We can't buy houses. Well, guess what?
What?
Here come the millionaire millennials. They're saying, there's a new report that was done that suggests that millennials in America are going to become the richest generation in history because of the massive $90 trillion in assets that are going to be handed down to them from their parents or grandparents or whatever it may be over the next 20 years. They're saying richest.
Oh, so when our parents die, yeah, so we just get to look forward to our parents' death and all of the appreciating assets like their homes.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool. Can't wait for my mom to die so I get her house.
Yep.
That's
yep.
disgusting.
They're saying, well, yeah, I mean, it's not saying that everyone's looking forward to it, but you know who you are. The wealth transfer from baby boomers and the silent generation to millennials is expected to include, as you mentioned, bunch of property, bunch of shares, other assets. The report comes amid challenges for younger generations, like, you know, soaring inflation, student debt, how expensive houses have gotten. So the fact that this wealth transfer is obviously eventually going to happen, it's just interesting that, like you said, no matter how hard you work, there's not necessarily an easy path to get ahead. You just have to hope that your parents and grandparents made good investment decisions.
Have a house.
Right?
I mean, literally. Yeah. I mean, that's a very interesting thing for our generation to really... You just said the only way that a lot of us are going to become, quote unquote, millionaires is by our parents. One way or another, it's not even because of us.
Right.
It's because of our parents and their passing and us getting those assets that they got for a penny back in the 60s or the 70s or even the 90s. I don't know, man. This kind of sucks.
It does. Yeah, it's not exactly like everything is stacked in your favor, but the good news is the money is coming. It just
comes at a cost.
Womp, womp.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Probably not.
Bruce is joining us today for a round of Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? How are you, Bruce?
Excellent.
Tell us about your level of education. How far did you get?
College.
Did you graduate college or did you just go to some college, as they say? Okay. All right.
He sounds like a well-spoken, calm man. I feel like he's going to be a worthy opponent today.
All right. So Mahoney's going to get up and leave the room. He's going to go to a soundproof space. That's the bathroom, Bruce. And he's going to hang out there until we tell him it's time to come back. You guys are going to be asked the same questions. You do have a pass today, so I would just recommend that you use your pass sooner rather than later if you feel like you need it, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to give you the correct answer until Mahoney has come in and given his answers as well. Question number one, who painted the famous artwork, The Last Supper?
Da Vinci.
All right. Question number two, Alcatraz is located in the bay of what city?
San Francisco.
Question number three, pass still intact. What percentage of the male body is made up of water?
Is it different than women?
I guess so.
I think I'll pass on that one.
All right. Question number four, which Avenger is the only one who could calm the Hulk down? Which Avenger is the only one that could calm Hulk down?
Storm?
All right. Question number five, what is the scientific term for the little brain at the base of the brain that coordinates movement and balance? There's a little brain in your brain.
Little brain.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know. the little brain, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
All right. Final question. Which hockey team did Wayne Gretzky play for in the 80s?
I think it was the Anaheim Ducks.
Final answer?
Yep.
All right. All right, so Mahoney is going to re-enter, and we'll see how he stacks up compared to you. I imagine that Mahoney is going to say that some of these questions are dumb. That's my prediction. Mahoney?
Stop writing dumb questions. I won't have to say they're dumb.
If you get one right today, you'll get the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Here we go. Question number one. Who painted the famous artwork, The Last Supper?
I'm not good with art. Pass.
All right, so you got that wrong with no answer as a pass, but you use your pass. Bruce got that correct. It is Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Yeah, I would have said Michelangelo.
I would have too.
Which, again, better painter, better Ninja Turtle. Facts.
Not going to disagree with
nobody
you.
Nobody like Leonardo.
No, man.
You stick up your butt. You got Donatello's bow. Nobody likes you.
Question number two, Alcatraz is located in the bay of what city?
San Francisco.
Both of you got that right. Question number three, what percentage of the male body is made up of water? What percentage of the male body?
I mean, we're talking mine because it's all muscle over here, baby.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to say, oh boy, made up of water. 75%?
75% is incorrect. It is 60%. 60%. Question number four, which Avenger is the only one who could calm the Hulk down?
That is the Black Widow.
Black Widow is correct for you. Bruce did not get that right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mahoney, so far you've got two correct. Your pass is burnt. Question number five, what is the scientific term for the little brain at the base of the brain that coordinates movement and balance?
Is that the medulla oblongata?
The medulla oblongata?
Yeah.
Which is real fun to say. It's incorrect. It's a cerebellum is what you're looking for.
Same thing.
Medulla oblongata.
That's just a different word for it. Yeah. I saw Waterboy at least once.
Okay. All right. So it all comes down to this.
These are real. Bruce, I'm with you. These are real dumb questions.
Okay.
Maybe the worst questions.
Bruce didn't say that.
Bruce didn't say that.
I'm sure he did.
Okay.
You just muted him.
So Bruce has got two correct.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two correct.
Okay.
It comes down to this.
What do we got?
Final question. You get it right, you're going to win today, Mahoney, for the first time in weeks.
I'm undefeated in 2024. Okay. What are you talking about?
Or Bruce is going to win today.
Okay.
Which hockey team did Wayne Gretzky play for in the 1980s?
The Edmonton Oilers.
Edmonton Oilers is correct. That means Mahoney gets the win.
Wow. Oilers, Kings, Blues, Rangers is what his career was.
How about that?
Okay. Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I got a message for you.
Leave a message for the Dave and Mahoney Show anytime by calling 833-YO-DUMMY. That's 833-963-8669.
To get that, please leave a message after the tone.
What instrument would you play if you were in a band? I see Mahoney playing a triangle or something really lazy.
Message deleted.
Nah, man. I played the guitar. Like, I'll tickle them ivories, baby.
I would love to see a video of... Because Mahoney was in a ska band, and he played guitar. I mean, you guys were touring the world.
I mean, Indianapolis, deal. Detroit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Springfield, Missouri.
Hot circuit you're working
on.
Who was your booking manager? Who was in charge of all that stuff?
Just some guy we knew.
Just some guy.
All other right. bands who were also booked a crappy bar in whatever city, and they needed more people to come.
Isn't that wild when, like, you're that age, you're all loading into a stinky van, mm-hmm. you're playing to a room with about 15 disinterested people, you're maybe getting $100 or something like that, to play the gig. Like, why?
And if you're in a ska band, there's 38 of you, so, yeah, that money didn't go very far. You didn't even have enough to get everybody drunk.
Do you feel like that's going to be a lost art in the next generation just because the way that people get famous now isn't by going out and playing crappy bars, you know, night after night after night. It's mostly just on the internet. I think you get famous on social media.
I think it already has changed, and I think, you know, it's the cell phone that has changed that and the internet because back then, like, I mean, being like hanging out with the guys in the band, it was more of a social thing than it was a band thing. It was just because these are your friends, you got together, and now I think we see a lot of the artists are coming out are all solo artists. There's a lot more solo artists now than there have ever been before because you don't need other people to make music and you don't need it for the social aspect because you feel like you're connected to everybody through your phone and the internet anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, unless we see, you know, a pretty big shift in the way that we like live our lives and we start putting a higher value on like in-person contact and communication, I don't think like rock bands the way we traditionally knew them from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s are going to be the same.
Going back to this guy's original question, I am curious, Audrey, how your resumption of trumpet playing is going.
I haven't started because that was just like a last week thing for me. Right. I haven't started yet. But
it's still
I,
on the list of
it's
things
still
to
on
do?
My list, okay. yeah.
Did
yeah.
you buy a trumpet, though?
You can rent them there. So I'm going to like kind of ease my way in.
Probably
maybe
good
do
idea.
Like a rental and then yeah. see how long see how that goes. This goes. But I mean, it's like a 30-minute thing that I can do as much as I want to. You know, you just pay by the minute sort of situation. So. Yeah. But yeah, no, I feel like the guitar, Mahoney, for you, I don't believe it. Every time you say it, I just don't believe it. Because does that mean you also know how to play either the guitar or the piano?
Not really very well.
So how did this happen?
There's a reason why the band didn't make it, all right?
Mostly just there for my good looks.
I swear this has got to be the worst show ever. It's like a garden I used to have. I had to, you know, every morning you have to pull the weeds out to get the good fruits and vegetables. You guys are the weeds and the good fruits and vegetables. It's some of the music. Still love you, though.
Message deleted.
All right, good. I didn't really understand your analogy entirely. We're the weeds. We're other...
The top part of the carrot? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I don't know.
We're the weeds to get to the, you know, to the fruit, to the vegetables.
How many fruits grow on the ground? The weed. Like, other than strawberries.
What?
And maybe grapes. But even the
tomato's technically a fruit.
True, yeah. But I feel like they have a vine. They go up.
Do you feel like this conversation is delighting that guy that already hates us? I hope so. What kind of fruits grow on the ground? Chris, are you actually looking it up right now?
Yeah, this is interesting.
Strawberries.
actually, only one plant, the peanut, is classified as an underground fruit.
Well, I'm not saying
peanut
underground,
is a fruit.
On the
apparently.
Ground.
No way.
Yeah.
Peanut is not a fruit.
They're saying a zucchini is a fruit, too.
Seeds.
Yes, zucchini is a fruit.
Cucumbers, eggplants, and green beans.
No, those are all vegetables.
They're saying they're fruits.
I'm going to go on record here. A tomato, also a fruit. I will fight you if you want, or also a vegetable. This whole, like, classifying
doesn't
as a fruit.
Doesn't good enough to be a fruit.
Yeah, you have to be tasted to be a fruit.
Yeah.
You don't get that distinction, tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. You got to be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's like calling a peanut a leg. It's a legume. It's a bean.
It's not. It's a peanut.
Nah, it's a nut.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, this is a response to the underwear. I don't care whether another man's seen me in your underwear or not. They're going to be on my living room or my bedroom floor. And it ain't like you can change out other things that men have seen, Audrey.
Message deleted.
Speaking of underwear, I don't understand the thing that he said.
I don't think either.
But speaking of underwear, Audrey, would you like to share with the class what's going on today?
We're going to do that right now. We're not going to give it its own thing.
Do you want to?
I think it's too long.
Deserves...
I think we talk about it here in a minute because there's no way. I'll do a little teaser. My dog ate something and I didn't realize it until this morning.
There is some high underwear drama that is going on at the show today.
Stay tuned.
Uh-huh.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So while there's always plenty of drama here at the show, normally we don't have underwear drama. Today that changed. Audrey, what happened?
I wanted to kill myself whenever I left the bathroom. So I, you know, whenever I get ready, it's usually kind of in the dark, like most of us do, because we're trying to be respectful of our partners. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I had done laundry. I folded up a bunch of my clothes, and I wear leggings a lot of the time to work. And this one pair of leggings I put on, and I guess I left them on the floor at some point between.
Why would you guess that you left them on the floor? What happened to them that would indicate they were on the floor?
Well, I went to go use the restroom.
This is about an hour into the show.
And I look down and I go, oh, that's interesting. I can see the floor through the crotch part of my underwear.
So that means that the crotch part of your leggings is just gone.
Gone.
And
like a football size, man. Like so two softballs full of just crotch gone.
It's not uncommon that dogs do this sort of thing.
She's never done this. Little? I have never noticed her do this. Granted, I don't leave anything on the floor really long enough. It's like a shower. Like, I'll get undressed in the shower or whatever. So she must have been just going to town.
Getting after it.
Gross.
It's super kinky that dogs do that. I don't know what the thing is.
So gross.
To eat females' underwear, especially if it's been worn. So your leggings get chewed through and there's a gigantic football size hole in your crotch. Not much to worry about, though, thank God, because you've got underwear on. Right?
No.
No underwear. Just the leggings.
If I'm being completely honest, you know, I didn't really, you know, we're having conversations, but we're all doing our own thing. So it's like, I'm not like I'm checking out your entire outfit today. So, but I would say that's not super uncommon because if you're wearing tight leggings.
Sweating.
Yeah, you don't want to have lines, or it's just, you know, you don't need to if you're wearing leggings. That's a pretty common thing.
I'm trembling.
Me, on the other hand, I saw your soul.
You did not. But what's so funny is because usually, like, I wear the leggings that have, like, the butt crack on them. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the scrunchy butt leggings.
Yeah.
And I always check out my butt. Very vain of me, but it's a true thing. Before I leave the bathroom in order to make sure that seam is where it's supposed to be. And when I went to go to the bathroom to pull my leggings where they look the most flattering and check everything out in the back, that's when I noticed that you could see two little butt cheeks, boop, boop, at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
So I've been walking around butt out.
You didn't know, and your booties just hang out.
But so, literally, the three guys, you're in a room with two guys, and Chris is in the producer's studio.
Oh,
and
my
nobody
God.
Noticed, and then we're here early enough that nobody else was in the building. Nobody was walking behind you as you walked up the stairs to the studio.
I was here before the two of you today,
yeah.
Which never happens.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, okay. If I had been late, would that have been seen?
I don't know.
Trembling. The thought of that
is so funny.
Absolutely mortifying. Put me on grippy socks, watch. I am unwell. This is not okay.
Nobody saw. And you're now, luckily, one of our great listeners, Sky, she sent us sent you a burrito blanket.
I almost asked to go home. I really almost asked to go home to change because I'm just sitting here, like you said, Mahoney, in this burrito blanket.
Well, so when Audrey had realized what was going on, we still had no clue that anything was, because she just got up to go to the bathroom.
As you do.
And she comes in, and I did notice sort of out of my peripheral vision that she was walking weird, like these short little steps.
She had that blanket like wrapped around her shoulders when she went to the bathroom, though, I thought, right?
No.
She shuffles in here and then quickly wraps this around her while she's freaking out. And I'm like, what is happening with this girl? She's like having a little meltdown, and then she reveals to us that, like, her whole ass has been out all morning, which
I'm so embarrassed. She said
the way that I knew is because it had been, quote, a little breezier.
I was a little colder than usual, and I just couldn't quite figure out why.
Jordan joining us this morning. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, I just wanted to ask or answer the question for Audrey's dog eating the underwear. Did she hide her homework in it?
Yeah, I did have my homework. Lots of notes from before, from the lore of sex past. Yeah. I'm married now, so.
She's allowed to have sex.
I'm allowed to have sex now. Oh, Jesus, okay, that was a tough year.
I didn't mean it like that. All right. Well, see you later.
Dave and Mahoney. It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Hell yeah.
These people remove the toothpick from their mouth when taking a wedding photo. It's the Redneck Report.
Redneck Report.
On Dave and Mahoney.
You know, there's a breaking point in every relationship, and I think we may have found it for this particular relationship. Molly Christine Cox, a former manager at a Dunkin' Donuts, or just a Dunkin' rather, in Largo, Florida, has been arrested for grand theft for allegedly stealing $153,000 from the business.
Oof.
She worked at the Dunkin' store for several years. She left her job after an audit revealed, oh, there's a whole bunch of missing deposits. Mm. And they were supposed to be made at the Wells Fargo, but they weren't. Oh, there she is. She is seen leaving the store with the deposits. So they were able to piece it all together relatively quickly. She got subpoenaed, bank records revealed there were significant deposits into her own accounts from sources other than payroll.
Her own accounts.
So she was really doing a great job of hiding it.
Good job.
Just putting it directly. Well, this is the point in the story where her relationship comes into it, because she admitted to taking some deposits, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. And then she attributed the additional income to her boyfriend's drug sales. So she just unnecessarily out of nowhere throws her boyfriend under the bus for being a drug dealer and is saying that all the additional deposits came from his drug money. I mean, what a move that is, man.
And now he's going to get, now you're going to have to pay. My favorite part about, like, when somebody gets arrested for stealing,
embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars,
yeah, is that now they're going to come after you for the taxes.
They're going to, you have to pay all that money back, and you've already spent it all.
Mm-hmm.
She was previously arrested in 2015 for stealing lottery tickets from a Winn-Dixie store where she worked. So
they did not background check. I mean, are we shocked that Duncan not throwing background checks out here?
Not exactly a huge surprise, but if she's handling the money, I think then maybe you'd want to, I don't know, like Google her name.
If you're responsible for making the deposits to Wells Fargo. Also, that's a lot of money.
$150,000
at a Dunkin'?
Mm-hmm. I mean, $150,000 from Dunkin' is like a franchise. You could have built your own Dunkin' Donuts.
So we have a bartender of the year candidate. This is a young lady named Victoria Louise Rachel Jones.
Yeah. And so her parents just wanted to name her all the names.
She was a bartender and was hanging out with some customers who were drinking, but I guess not tipping. And she attacked them, and get this, Audrey. This is at that same strip club in Florida, Body Shop.
In Port St. Lucie?
Where the stripper got in trouble for slugging that guy with a stack of money. This is the same place making national headlines
like
in the course of a week for assaulting customers in different ways.
My husband's from PSL, and we were talking about that. He was listening, and he was like, dude, that place is there's always something happening.
Really?
I mean, like, we could probably continue for weeks to come, get more headlines like this of people getting shot. And
Set up a Google alert for
the
Body Shop down in Port St. Lucie.
Which is pretty crazy because evidently it's a small, it's a smaller joint. So for them to have like per capita bodies in there, like of a whopping, we'll say 50 people, and then one every week is causing a havoc.
You've got like
havoc.
A 76% chance of getting your ass kicked by the staff if you walk into that
place. I mean, if the guys weren't tipping and they were being a jerk to her and she decided to throw hands, I mean, I'm on that jury. I don't think I'm convicting her. And I've been the victim of bartender violence. If you recall, Dave.
I do remember that.
This
story reminded me of you because, I mean, the one we had last week where the woman actually walloped somebody with a stack of cash, a little different. Yours is much more harrowing. There was metal involved.
Dave, Audrey, if you haven't heard this one, or Chris, if you haven't heard this one, we were at a karaoke bar, and I was tipping well, and apparently the bartender, because I've worked in the service industry, apparently the bartender did not think I was tipping well enough, which was crazy considering I was tipping like $5 on a $20 tab per beer.
Right.
And she picked up a handful of change and hit me with it. So I called the cops.
You did call the cops.
Had her arrested for assault. And then my favorite part.
Somebody knocked me out. And you know what? It was you.
You're the devil, Mahoney.
Look like you about ready to go tell on somebody right damn now.
Anytime there's a story about you calling the cops, Chris has made a custom bed for you. So while you finish up the story,
okay,
go ahead and, yeah.
So after being assaulted by this handful of change, I'm like, I'm tipping well. I'm not even drunk. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I was just very upset. So I called the cops and pressed charges on her for assault, and they arrested her. My favorite part about that, everybody I was with was like, why are you doing this? Why are you being such a dick? Let it go.
You know? And then I was like, nah, man, you don't have the right to throw a handful of change at anybody, especially when they're tipping as well as I'm tipping.
She messed with the wrong guy, didn't she?
That's right. She's still in prison today. 15 years later.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So I didn't think I'd have to come to you, Mahoney, asking for this sort of advice, but here I am. I figured that you might be an expert in this. How do I make
Dave, I'm an expert in pretty much everything.
Everything, which...
always have the answer,
it's
so...
It's so convenient to have somebody like you around at all times.
You're welcome.
So I need to figure out how to make my kids more unlikable. It's for my own sanity. So let me explain. We had not one, not two, but three different birthday parties for little kids to attend.
And three birthday parties on a single day?
Not a single one of them had bottomless mimosas. Rude. Three.
Was it for one for each different kid?
Different kids. Different kids, yep. And they were pretty involved birthday parties. One was at, like, a kid's play place. And then another one was at a farm where, there was train rides and petting zoos and all kinds of stuff. And then the last one was at, like, a big trampoline park.
So did all three of these people know each other?
No.
Okay, so then how were they able to time it to where you were able to go to all three?
It was working out. It was like working out a math equation to try to figure out how to
did
get
it. Did you have to leave any of them early?
You left a little early, so you got there, you spent enough time, and then you were able to bounce out. We actually had to divide and conquer with the kids as well. I mean, it was...
You can't bring the three other kids to another birthday party, can you?
So most of the birthday parties are set up where, like, siblings are
okay.
allowed.
Yeah. Really?
Like, the first one, no.
Mm-hmm.
The second one at the farm, all the kids went to. The third one, the two older kids went. I mean, it was just... Sundays, the day of our Lord, is supposed to be for relaxing. And I keep trying to communicate this to my wife. This day is meant for watching golf and drinking beer.
See, this is not your kids' fault. I mean, because your kids are all very likable and precocious. And, you know, I don't know where they get it from. Probably your wife that they're, you know, they make a lot of friends. They're empathetic. Good kids.
Feels like an unnecessary thing to say, but okay.
But sure. This is a you problem.
This is a me problem.
You know why this is a you problem? Because if you were broke and you lived in a different area, this is a you problem, man. Like
I've created this problem for myself. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Because when you're not successful, let me tell you where birthday parties aren't happening. The farm, jump houses, and wherever this third place, whatever the third one was.
So I need to start encouraging my kids to make some bad decisions and start becoming friends with kids on the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
That's exactly what it is. I feel like this is just you. You send them to two nice of schools.
I think you might be right. Or maybe birthday parties have just gotten out of control. I don't remember ever going and doing some, like, big activity with a whole group of my friends for my birthday.
I went to laser tag, like, once in, like, seventh grade.
Woo, that's big money.
And that was, like, we went to the fancy mall that had the laser tag place, but that was the one.
One time, yeah.
Right. I went to a birthday party for a girl who lived in the trailer park whenever I was growing up, and we watched Porky's.
Did you really?
Third grade.
And I bet you had a hell of a time, didn't you?
Learned a lot.
You're listening to The Dave and Mahoney Show.
How do you really feel?
Tell us.
By calling The Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail
at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Yo-Dummy. Please leave a message after the tone.
Mr. Mahoney, you're talking to the biggest cowboy this side of Texas. Giddy up. Yee-haw.
Message deleted.
So, I'll tell you this.
I like that Mahoney has been accepted into the club.
I love wearing cowboy hats now. Like, it is...
Dude, will you pick
your
Elaine?
Identity
who
is all over
you?
The place.
I just wear... Here's the thing. At 42 years old, I just, like, just do what I want.
Like, right now, you look like a DJ.
It's just kind of liberating. Wear what you want. Feel what you want. Do, like, you know what? One day I want to wear a pink Macho Man Randy Savage sweatsuit like I am today.
Dude, you're dressed like Snooki today. Like, it's just, you were a cowboy last week. You got your Tommy Bahama look that's still very much in rotation. And then today, a hot pink jumpsuit with a gold chain hanging out of it.
Hell yeah, man. Like, if I could, was easier to transport cowboy hats, that's the one, I would say the one downside about cowboy hats is that you can't travel with them.
It's true.
Unless you wear them.
That's your carry-on.
But you can't wear them on planes, really, because it's going to, at least with me, my head's so big, it'd be half the hat would be in the seat behind me.
Usually the hat boxes.
Yeah, but you got to get a real fancy one from one of those.
Yeah, that's true.
For you.
Or check it.
Yeah.
If you want to, see the fit, by the way, at David Mahoney on Instagram, I went ahead and posted.
I'm feeling myself, man. Like the gold chain's out.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Question: would you rather suck someone's nose until their face caves in, or slide down a giant razor blade into iodine?
Message deleted.
I'd probably suck somebody's nose.
Oh yeah, that sucks somebody's nose.
Whatever, man.
For fun.
What kind of hot listeners do we have?
There's kind of like there's something that's satisfying, and I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks this, but like when you like you know when you are sick, and I'm just now recovering from like a sinus infection and bronchitis over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
but like when you get that like runoff, you kind of like you know the mucus kind of has an interesting flavor to it.
Are you saying you like the taste?
Like when you, there's worse things that I've tasted in my life. I'd much rather do that than slide down.
Is it salty? Does it taste like dust?
It tastes like
tastes like your sinuses.
What are the things we eat that oysters?
No.
No.
That's your white blood. That's infection, man. You say you're like the taste of infection.
You're disgusting.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And I'm the only one.
Every time I had a man and he went to an adult store and purchased something, he would always come over there with something like, here, I'm going to put this inside there. But when a woman goes into an adult lingerie or adult store, you come out with something swirly or pretty. You know what I mean?
Message.
Because we're women. It's a girl's thing. Guys are only thinking about, let me put that in there.
That's pretty simple,
that's
man.
That's definitely men versus women.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
And that's why the yin to the yang works, you know? It has to go both ways. Like, have you ever dated a girl who was more of a pervert than you?
I don't like it.
It's alarming.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. Would you people shut up?
Dave and Mahoney.
So, Audrey, I know that you're a huge fan of The Sopranos, and as of right now, I don't know if you're in the market to be buying any memorabilia, but I've gotten to the point in life where I really like movie and TV show memorabilia. Like, there was a silent auction that I was at a couple of weeks ago, and they had a Sandlot picture.
Yeah.
And it was autographed by all of the actors.
Awesome.
And it was, like, perfectly framed, and they had, like, an old-school movie ticket that they had put into the frame as well. Like, really cool piece of memorabilia. And I bid up to $600 on that thing.
And did you
and
win?
And still lost.
Oh, dang.
I know. I was like, that's enough for me. My wife's going to kill me if I come home with a, you know, $1,800 Sandlot picture.
Is that what it sold for?
No, I don't know what it actually went for. I just know that I lost, and then I closed the app. Because I was pissed. But this is something interesting. I mean, because obviously some of that stuff can go for a huge amount of money. I don't know if this is going to get this much, but I think that it certainly could based on how iconic the show is. And I think that you may be interested, Audrey. They are selling a piece of Sopranos memorabilia,
okay,
which is the actual booth that Tony Soprano and his family were sitting in the final scenes of The Sopranos.
How do you sell a whole booth?
They're selling the whole booth.
I mean, if it was like Tony's Escalade or something like that, that might be cool. But like a booth that...
Are some of those bowling shirts?
Yeah.
Those 90s wannabe 50s, which was so funny. Like,
which,
how did we
way,
make
are,
90s
are
shirts also semi-50s?
Totally back, right? Like the like,
yeah, they are.
Every 23-year-old influencer bro on TikTok.
I went into Express the other day, and it was all Tony Soprano style. What the heck is happening?
The 70s style is back hardcore, but right now, this is listed on eBay, and it's got 218 bids. What do you think the top bid is for a booth?
My guess is it's $150,000.
Less than that.
Oh, 50?
So right in between. So $76,300 right now, which is, you know, the cost of a high-end luxury vehicle, you know, $76,000. But, you know, they...
That's going to go in like a Hard Rock or something. Like, who's going to get a booth and what are you going to do with it?
You put
it
in your basement?
Yeah. I feel like if I was, like, had an untold amount of money, like one of those tech dudes, and you had like a man cave, you know, and had like the actual Sopranos booth in there, that would be pretty cool.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, I guess you're a guy, so that makes sense. You think that that's cool. But I mean, like...
You don't think that's cool?
I don't.
Not
I love The Sopranos,
cool.
And I feel like that I just would not know. There are better pieces, like Mahoney said, a memorabilia that I would go for and probably spend $76,000 on it over the booth.
Give me the couch that Christopher Maltasanti sat on his dog
that
on.
Dog.
That's what you want?
Yep.
That's a wrap. Well, it's about time. Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.